So, you've got designs on being a leader in your church outreach or a ministry somewhere. Yeah? Well, let's talk about that. What does God call a leader? Oh, sure. We've all got ideas about how we'll look standing up at the front of a large or small crowd, speaking graciously while the sitting down, gazing crowd listens to our words.
Thank you very much.
Some of us have visions of grandeur with ourselves as the centerpiece, gloriously dressed, marvelously postured, amazingly poised with the air of wisdom and understanding. Isn't that special? That's real nice. You know, I love honesty and transparency, so I'll be up front here. I only know about that little vision like you do, because I've had visions of myself like that too. Having failed in leadership just about every way you can do it wrong, I've come to the conclusion it's not what other people think is a leader, but more importantly, most importantly, what does God see as a leader? It's not how many leadership courses you take and how well you've got memorized the 6 easy steps to leadership. No. So clear your mind and see the answer to this question clearly. Do you think the Lord has hopes of reimagining you in your I know clothes, wearing your important person shoes? Well, that's a big no. He does not. If anything, Proverbs 15 and again in 18 says, before honor is humility. You got to get down before you get back up again. I'll just go ahead and say it, and you can check me out. God's idea of leadership is someone with such exemplary conduct, character, and conversation that others want to be like you. Let me say it again. God's idea of leadership is someone of such exemplary conduct, character, and conversation that others want to be like you. Being honest and telling the truth with all our heart gives us momentum in the Spirit, in that we have weight to accomplish and make a difference. Now, let's not be mistaken. Owning the truth about ourselves can be terribly not easy. Many people find honesty to be completely terrifying. But if we want to step into ministry, then we'll need His authority. And if we're going to get authority from the Lord, we'll have to let Him develop our character. And that requires honesty, which may seem crushing to some and liberating to others all at the same time. We can hide from it, and we can hardly bear to own it, but own it we must. The world is just full of people who call themselves leaders. They know their job so well, they easily can tell others what to do, where to go, who to see, filling out all the necessary forms to keep the business going. But isn't that just managing things? God's view is something so much bigger. Because to actually be a leader is more than just telling people what to do. There's plenty of managers, but I tell you, there's truly not a lot of leaders, real leaders. Again, a real leader from God's perspective is someone of such exemplary character, conduct, and conversation, others want to be like you. 3 C's from another side, here it is, CCC, character, conduct, and conversation. God develops our character, not the internet or self-help gurus, but God. Put the credit where the credit is due. From the depth of our character springs our conduct and conversation. You and I can read all the books and take classes on good character, but to impart godly things, we've got to have godly character. And learning and growing is not done in a vacuum. It is done through trial and error. We can have 30 years of experience, or we can have 1 year of experience 30 times. Proverbs 21, verse 8. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright. The concept and intention of upright conduct comes to us not only with the idea of a man's actions being reliably straight and level, but also with moral nuances, meaning righteous actions spring from a righteous heart. Fresh water never flows from a saltwater spring. Uprightness is a quality which keeps someone loyal to God's cause. It's an ethical appraisal of the way we live from God's perspective. Pay attention here, because we throw the word upright around a lot. But I don't think we really understand it from God's perspective like we think we do. The Hebrew word for conduct portrays the struggle for control of our mouth and eyes, and upright conduct is literally a well-harnessed mouth and eyes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and what our eyes hunger for reflects what's really going on in our heart. In other words, it's how we not only present ourselves in speech, combined with understanding and obedience to the Word of God. Merely presenting godly attributes where others can see us, but also how we carry ourselves when no one is around. When you're a leader, there will be people looking at you, deciding about how they are going to present themselves based on what you do and how you do it. You're going to have influence in their lives, and you've got to consider that all of who you are is contagious, so think. You can only give away what you've really got, not what you think you've got. You can pretend great conduct publicly, but if the real you is ethically flatlining, possessing only fragile peace and moral sleepwalking, you can brag all you want, but that low-end stuff is all anyone is actually going to catch from you. Think. Oh, consider carefully here. The things that happen and the influence we release from the words we speak and how we posture ourselves is far-reaching. And influences more than we think. Careful, little mouth, the words you allow. Someone's ear is listening and their eyes are learning, guaranteed. And what do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.